There aren't words. Do your words ever seem feel adequate? How many of you have prayed a prayer that says, Lord, nothing I could say could quite measure up, but for lack of anything better to say, I love you. I need you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you seems like such an insignificant word, and yet the fruit of our lips giving thanks is the best, greatest thing in the world to God. Isn't that amazing? Well, he says, I will lift my cup, symbolizing his salvation. And I thought about that. You know, people, when they lift a cup in a toast, they lift the cup and make a declaration. And he said, I'll lift my cup, symbolizing your salvation, the salvation that you've given me. You know? Most of the time, when someone is making a toast, it's a toast of its blessing. It's good wishes. It's not curses. It's they're raising up. He said, I lift up my cup, symbolizing my salvation. And I'll keep my promises in the presence of your people. I'll make my declarations, and I will let the world know of the goodness of God. What great things God has done. I'll lift my cup as a symbol. I'll lift up my cup of healing. I'll lift up my cup of health. I'll lift up my cup of deliverance. I'll make the testimony. I'll make the testimony in faith before I see it. I'll lift up the cup of my salvation, because the promises of God are yes and amen, right? I'll lift it up and I'll make the declaration, and I will not go back on it. How often do we agree with the Word of God, at least in our head, and then just go back on it? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, but I can't do that. All things are possible with God. This is just too tough for me. What's right? What's wrong? Lord, set a guard over my mouth that I might not sin against you. I'll lift up my cup. I'll keep my word. Symbolizing your salvation. Is God's salvation what God said it was, or is it what religion has made it? Is salvation just a word and everybody goes to heaven? If your name's in our church roll, you'll go to heaven. I guarantee you, nobody is depending upon their name on a church roll to go to heaven in this church. We don't have a church roll. But I can name you everybody that comes and pretty much where they sit on a regular basis. When I go to remember to send something to someone, I close my eyes. I place myself at the piano, I close my eyes, and I see where you are, and that's how I know where everybody is. I can name them as they go, and then I'll reroute it to make sure that I've got all the rows. I can go up and down the rows in my mind because I know those things. But that won't save you, will it? You can't depend upon me remembering your name to save you. Well, bless God, we are certainly strong church folks. Our pastor knows us by name. I had a gal one day that used to live in Highmore. She lives in Colorado now. And she wrote and she emailed me, and she was all the time talking to me. She said, I've never gotten to speak to my pastor. There's just too many people. By the time I get up there, he's left the building. To her, a real treat would be to actually talk to the senior pastor. You all are the pastors of this church. I'm the junior pastor. I just get the privilege. I get to talk most. Of course, if any of you want to talk more, you always can. So that's not a problem. But I'll lift up my cup, because I have confidence in the Lord's salvation. That it's a living and it's a powerful thing. And it's more than just a ticket to heaven. It is life and health to all flesh.